It is 7:46, and we are joined this morning on the phone by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library for our regular weekly community conversation. So how was your walk in this morning?
Well, I was doing the penguin walk, you know, where you walk like a penguin so you don't fall down.
All right, your favorite penguin, Burgess Meredith or Danny DeVito?
Ooh, you know, I'm a Burgess Meredith girl.
Okay, good.
Classic.
Good. All right, good. You know, they left Adam West out of the tribute in the Oscars, the memoriam tribute.
I saw that.
Disappointing. I know.
Batman was, he's the best.
And somebody said, well, he was mainly known as a TV star, but there was a Batman movie, and he was in a couple of you know, terrible movies along the way as well.
So. I know. They deserve recognition.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's it is getting to be, well, we're heading into spring here, and kind of a transitional time again for the library, because a couple of programs, winter reading programs and stuff, ended last week, and so now here we are looking at spring. And you've got the Animal Quest people are coming in tomorrow night, but how was the program? Was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, last week we had Who's Woods come
right,
in with
the owl program.
Some raptors, and that was really, really cool. The owls were really amazing, and there was, I forget which other bird of prey was there, but looked like the kids had a good time. The owls are always kind of cool to look at. You don't always get to see them up close. So, and hearing the stories of how they get rescued and rehabilitated, and it's always so inspiring, so uplifting. So it was very cool last week.
And another animal event. This week, you're gonna need a pet wing.
Yeah, we can't get enough animals in the library. So, thanks to the Kiwanis Early Risers, we've got Family Night with Animal Quest coming tomorrow on the 8th at 6:30 p.m. And Animal Quest delivers a fun, exciting, and informative animal presentation. They're very hands-on. The animals are super used to being picked up and handled, so they'll be encouraged to get up close and touch the animals. They will have exotic and farm animals come visit, and we're actually not sure who's making the trip tomorrow, so it's going to be a surprise, but they will have 10 different animals, some farm animals, some a little more unusual. So we're interested to see who comes to visit tomorrow, and because the Kiwanis Early Risers sponsor this presentation, there is no cost for family nights. All ages are welcome, and no registration is required.
And so they just show up at 6:30, and away we go.
Well, you might want to show up a little before 6:30,
okay,
because sometimes seating is in high demand. So.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. And then next Tuesday, the Anime Manga Club meets?
Yes, that's our monthly meeting. If you got a teen or preteen that you know, grade 6 to 12, about they get together and hang out with other anime and manga enthusiasts. We screen two different episodes from a different anime each month. And cosplay is always welcome. So if you want to come dressed up as an anime character, we're always interested to see what... We have some really talented cosplayers in this community, and I had no idea until we started Anime Club. So.
Really? Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then,
Pretty cool.
Looks like an interesting movie night coming up next Tuesday as well.
Yes, our Tuesday night movie. So Tuesday we've got anime at 4:30, and then the movie Smoke Signals at 6:30 p.m., which is a coming-of-age story that came out in 1998. So kind of the plot is that Thomas's parents died in a fire in 1976, but he was rescued from the fire by a man named Arnold. And soon after, Arnold left his family, including his young son, and this guy hasn't seen his father since. Then they get word that Arnold has died, and Thomas offers to take the son along on a road trip to retrieve his remains. And this movie actually ties into our Wisconsin Reads program. So it's part of this, if anyone came to the discussion last night, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on with this book, The Roundhouse, that everybody's reading and discussing this time of year. So movie kind of ties in. It's interesting as a movie in that we were trying to find something to show that had Native American characters and was, you know, produced by Native Americans as well. So it was kind of a challenge to find a movie that fit that bill, but we found one, and there actually are several. So we'll talk about that probably after the movie on Tuesday at 6:30. And also, teens who attend this movie can get an extra entry into the Wisconsin Reads Challenge gift card drawing. It's rated PG-13 and about 90 minutes long, so stop by on Tuesday night.
Sounds interesting. Sounds very interesting, yeah. I think. And the Wisconsin Reads Challenge continues.
Yes, so that goes on the last day for teens and preteens to get their entries in for the gift card drawing is April 30th. So the list is online. It's on our website and on our Facebook page, the book list, and the list of events that qualify for entries. So.
All right. Sounds good. And you're doing a customer service survey?
We are. We're kind of looking for ways to improve the library all the time. We've been talking about getting the website in shape and some other ways we can improve, but we are interested in how we can make our customer service a little bit better. So in the months of March and April, there's a link on our homepage. Just fill out the survey. Let us know how we're doing and what we can do better.
Now, I just saw a news story on Facebook this morning. The La Crosse Public Library is considering eliminating fines for overdue materials.
It's always a consideration, and I, you know, as someone with $4 in fines right now, I'm a proponent. Let me tell you,
they can't garnish your wages for that. their argument, and I'm on board with this, is that the fines prevent people who are with low income, limited means, so on and so forth. If they take something out, keep it too long, they can't afford to pay the $5 fine, the $4 fine. And so then they just stop using the library, you know, which is such a valuable resource. So their idea is we'll still fine them if they lose it or if it's damaged. But, you know, if they keep that book an extra 2 days, we don't care because it's not really a revenue generator.
It really isn't. It's a fascinating issue.
So,
not sure who first instituted fines, but I'd like to go back in time and tell them that I don't agree.
I'm thinking it was Ben Franklin. He was kind of a cranky guy at times. Didn't he do the... He was a big public library proponent early on, right? I believe in Philadelphia.
I think so.
So anyway, we'll explore that in our... We'll get in our Wayback Machine at some point and go explore that and see where we end up. So... Thor Ragnarok is on DVD this week. Haven't seen that yet, have you?
I did. I saw it in the theater, and I actually checked in the library's copy yesterday.
Okay.
we've got it.
okay. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And also, next week, Justice League is on DVD.
It sure is.
So.
And... I have tickets for tomorrow night to go see A Wrinkle in Time. I've been looking forward to that one for months. So,
Now I remember
stuff out lately.
Yeah, I remember reading that book when I was in probably about fourth grade, somewhere around there. That would have been about the right time that would have been down in the library for fourth graders, right?
So. Yeah, I think so. That's about when I read it, I think.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie too. The previews I've seen are kind of interesting. So. Lots of interesting.
Yeah, it looks really fascinating. Yeah. So,
and and you've got copies of the book by Madeline L'Engle, right?
Madeline L'Engle, yes.
So if somebody wants to check it out,
it's here at the library.
Read it first, and they can come visit you at the library. What hours?
You can stop by the library anytime, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays are open from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. It might not be me specifically helping you because I am not here 12 hours a day.
You're not?
Thank goodness. But but all the other librarians are equally qualified and will happily help you find a copy of A Wrinkle in Time to read before the movie comes out. You can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. We've also got a Facebook page, West Bend Community Memorial Library, or you can visit our website at west-bendlibrary.org, and that's where that customer service survey is. So check it out.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, have a great week, and we will chat next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, Hannah.